the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen. The readings of today are summarized in a very important topic today, which is the Lord cannot bear the sins of the world, and also the bad deeds darkens the heart of the sinners. That's why the Lord came as the true light, to enlighten our world and to enlighten our hearts and to enlighten our ways as well. So the first prophecy is from the book of Genesis about Sodom and Gomorrah. And all of you, even the young people, know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. But what was important in that was the discussion between the Lord and Abraham. When the Lord informed Abraham that he would go or would send the angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he started to intercede. I mean, Abraham started to intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah with the Lord. And he said, if there is 50 people, will you destroy the city with the 50? He said, if there is 50, but there is 40, he said, okay. If there is 30, he said, okay. If there is 10, he said, okay. And then, he started with 50 and 45, and then 40, and then 30, and then 20. And then he said, just time only. If there is 10, he said, if there is 10, I will save the whole city. This means that the Lord is a very compassionate and kind. When we hear about the destroying of any place, be sure that he examines the inner hearts of the people. Be sure of that. So as not to be confused and say, oh, God is not compassionate. God destroys. No. And this discussion between Abraham and the Lord proves that. The Lord said, if there is 10, what happened? There was 4 only. 4. And for the 4, the Lord sent 2 angels. The same angels who destroyed the whole city, Sodom and Gomorrah, saved 4 people. They appeared in an image of men, and one of them took Lot and his wife, and the other took the 2 daughters and went out. So he sent 2 angels for 4 persons, while one angel destroys 185,000 one day during the book of the days of Hezekiah, the king. So it means that the Lord is very kind, very precious, very compassionate. Don't be confused saying, oh, he's the Lord of wars. And the Old Testament is full of wars and fight and blood. No. The Lord is very just. He found only 4 people, out of which they became 3. Because the wife of Lot, you know what happened to her. The lustful scene of her eyes to Sodom and Gomorrah made her to be changed into a pillar of salt. Anyhow, to conclude, Narda today El Masih Biul E. Come on, and I didn't finish my lesson. Also, in the Proverbs, Solomon warns us of the adultery, of the bad sin. In the book of Isaiah, he speaks about the salvation of the Lord and the results of this salvation. And also, to make it short, in the book of John, today he says, I am the true light. I am the light of the world. Jesus Christ did not only send commandments to us to follow, but he came, he himself, to be the true light. Who wants to walk in the light and avoid the darkness must see everything through the eyes of the Lord. And in the true light of our Lord Jesus Christ. This means that the commandments of our Lord enlighten our heart from inside and purify our senses, our spirits, and our bodies. And those who are wise enough recognize the beauty of this true light, following him, avoiding to follow the way of darkness, which leads to a very bad result, a very bad end. And for every one of us, there is a place, there is a mansion, there is a seat the Lord booked for us. Do not lose your seat in heaven. Keep it as much as you can. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
سلام الله الذي فوق كل عقل يحل في قلوبكم بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
I have sinned, I have sinned, my Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there is no servant without sin, nor a master without forgiveness.
جابني وتدخلني في أول ما عرفت وفوقين جاب كران مارس إن جتك متقول وشفق بي وشاني من جاب اسم راتي جيوت مبشيرين بابن النار.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Creator, Creator, and the Son of things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, to God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father. By whom all things were made, who for us and our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us and upon the spine of the Son, was buried on the third day, also in the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascend to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And in one holy
Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.
Amen.